This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The German luxury car makers BMW, Audi, and Mercedes-Benz reported record global sales during the first quarter of this year. It's a bit of a turning point for a slice of the car market that is built traditionally on notions of exclusivity, because as entry-level prices for those cars fall, more and more buyers are getting themselves a piece of fine German engineering. And as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, that does come with a few risks for the companies involved.
It used to be the case that owning a luxury car was something to aspire to. Megan Molly is a marketing director with Huge. These days, luxury car makers are even targeting millennials buying their first car.
They're more concerned about keeping you in the fold and making sure that there's something there for each of your life stages. And that's really where they're headed with respect to the marketplace.
Molly says lower starting prices and a broader range of models may translate into higher sales, but it also risks diluting the brand's cachet.
They are now competing against the Hondas and the Fords of the world. And frankly, often those other vehicles can really beat them on options and pricing.
That's where marketing comes in. If would-be buyers still believe that BMW equates with, say, performance, then being more mass market is actually a good thing.
They really preserve their brand messaging, even if they're trying to produce cars that are less expensive.
Tomai Sardari is a professor at NYU's Stern School of Business. She says the mass market strategy won't work for every luxury car brand.
Cadillac is a brand that had a lot of cachet a few years ago, but also it was associated with people of a specific type and background, perhaps much, much older.
Sardari says Cadillac needs to cut back its offerings and go upmarket to firmly reestablish itself at the top end of luxury before going back downmarket to attempt a larger slice of the pie. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.